Welcome to Caribbean Millennials.
Good morning, Caribbean! Hey, welcome to episode 14.
Hold on, what are they listening to in the afternoon?
Someone clearly drank their Seamoss or whatever, really? Ginseng.
Rum and pineapple juice. Okay, hey! Okay.
Yeah.
Lituation.
In the morning.
Yeah, that's the breakfast of champions.
So you start your day off.
Exactly, and end it too.
Wow.
But if you never stop, does it ever
end? Does it ever end?
Well, it ends when you say it does.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I'm back. There wasn't a mutiny while I was gone.
Not yet.
Babylon back in the house. But you know already, guys.
They need management. They struggled
without
me. We
don't need management. I bet you that episode was like the best episode ever.
Anybody, I know, right?
And if anybody feels otherwise, keep it to yourself.
I can go into management, you know. I can, you know, go into the back end of things,
Right. So, episode 13, guys. Before we even start, how's everyone's week?
All right.
Weekend, you know.
Babylon trying to get me down.
Productive. Well, we know that the girl
was traveling the globe. Right? What are you talking about?
It's all about Babylon trying. She goes to work for one
day. I know, right?
She goes
I
to
know,
work
right?
for one day. Right?
One day too much.
Stop. Stop blaming Babylon.
Boy. Yeah, we know that Daniel is living his best life on vacation still.
Well, you know, some of us have to be on vacation, you know.
Another thing, yeah? So he wants to tell me about traveling the world and he's the one who's been hopping everywhere.
You just said someone has to be on vacation, you know, like,
truth.
Like it's expected. Like, you know, there must be someone on vacation at all times. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
But
somebody has to be entertaining.
You said, when I'm on perpetual vacation.
I'm not on perpetual vacation. I don't know what you're talking about. My classes just started back up. All right. And
okay.
Yeah, you know, one class from whom?
Hey, it's a class nonetheless. It's my capstone class, my last class. For me to officially master science.
Okay.
Alright? I mean, although I feel like I've mastered science for a hot minute now, but, you know, sometimes Babylon again.
Alright. So, I feel like we haven't, you know, given a news update in a while. So, I'm coming in with some...
breaking news.
On this week.
I have to get like mad breaking news sound effects. But anyway, yeah, go ahead. Give your news.
There's going to be a documentary on Rihanna and her life.
Interesting.
That's what you all needed.
Right? I mean, I'm not hating. It's like, okay.
But here's the fun thing. They said it's going to come out this year. They not telling us what their name is. And they not telling us exactly when this year.
So who's playing Rihanna?
Right?
I don't know.
Is Rihanna playing herself?
No idea, guys. I'm just...
Rihanna played by Beyonce.
Wow. Who's playing Chris Brown?
Whoa.
Ooh.
I don't know. I had to ask the question.
Oh, yeah, man. But I need the controversy, man.
Denzel.
You know, everybody out here, oh my god, we had a documentary. I'm like, really missing it. Like, nobody wants to know about who played Chris Brown.
Who's playing Drake?
Himself? Yeah, who's playing Drake?
Kiki, Riri, do you love me?
No,
are you
I'm
riding?
I'm done with this already. Oh, on to the next disaster. I'm over this already.
6ix9ine.
Tekashi 6ix9ine. Wow. That'll be his big break into the acting world.
Hey, but it does mean kind of better representation, more...
Hold on. Why you say better representation?
Well, because it's like Caribbean people like film or,
yeah,
you know,
but
like
who, okay,
a present.
Here's my thing. Who is doing this?
I don't know. I cannot tell you the
yes,
details.
Yes, because I hear
but
what you're saying.
I'm saying from a storytelling perspective and getting... Like,
yes, but it could go horribly wrong because it could be they get this wide
director.
It could
be like a BET,
type thing that's like completely wrong.
Well, point is, let's just look out for it. If it comes out and it's trash or it comes out and it's great, we can review it.
Bruh, imagine the chick that represents Rihanna in the... the documentary, is like the most light-skinned individual ever.
That's what I was going to say, and she doesn't have
the forehead. She do have the forehead, and she do have a Bajan accent. Game over.
That Bajan accent is going to be very difficult for.
So you see my question. You see why I have these questions.
Because they have to cast a Bajan.
Yeah, the moment the accent is wrong, everybody's going to be like trash.
You have to 100% cast
a Bajan. If they give a Bajan accent, like I just just cancel the movie.
Yeah.
If they give a Jamaican accent or any other accent. That's not Bajan, just cancel them.
Well, that's the thing.
But I feel like Rihanna is
going to mess up and put some Jamaican lingo in there. Because Americans cannot separate, cannot wrap their head around the fact that Jamaica is not the only Caribbean.
But region. I feel like Rihanna's so authentic about her brand that she wouldn't, allow it.
Rihanna is authentic about her brand, but white people and the disrespect.
Yeah, but I feel like she's involved. She's heavily involved.
I hope she is.
She's involved, but is she the producer? Is she the casting company? Is she the company that's funding the movie?
Because
all these movies have more say than Rihanna.
No, but exactly. I think when you're deeply involved, you approve who your person is, who plays you.
Because
they need to use her rights to.
Yes, and that's the thing. Then they could stray from right and decide, well, you know what? Screw this. We're going to add our own twist on it as trans, so you can say, well, it's fictional at this point. Based on her, but not actually her.
Well,
and then you have a girl in the TikTok about Wagwan.
Oh, my
God.
And things
like that. It's
Anyway.
Yeah.
I like Bob's cartel.
Thanks for shutting down my news, guys. But
I didn't shut down your news. I mean,
I was just saying we should look out for it.
I was excited about it, and I was like, wait, white people are involved?
Wow, Vernon. Wow. Such a strong racial statement. What about inclusion? Anyway.
I include them when they learn to season if modern salt.
Wow. It's this kind of podcast, huh, guys? Other news item, a little bit more serious, was that there was a 7.3 magnitude earthquake that hit Venezuela, but was felt throughout the Caribbean, Trinidad, even I don't know how far, but Adani, you felt it in St. Lucia, right? You felt
I did. It was pretty strong, and we weren't really near the epicenter, so I can only imagine how those in Trinidad felt it. But yeah, it went on for a while, and at first it was like, okay, is this the video game? But then after a while, it was like, okay, yeah, everything stopped, and you could hear the neighbors calling out to each other, and things kind of shaking in the windows and the doors, and so it wasn't violent, but it was enough that you could see things shaking, trees, the power lines, you could hear the windows make sounds in their frames. So it was quite significant. Honestly, so I can only imagine how those nearer the epicenter felt.
Yeah. Right. And that's what I'll say. I would really want to know exactly the extent of the damage to Venezuela.
Mm.
And I want to know,
Well, and that's the last thing. That's the last thing Venezuela needs right now.
Exactly.
Needed right now, right?
That's the last thing they need right now if all that's going
even
on.
Even just to kind of, put some numbers behind it. There were more than 30 aftershocks in Trinidad following the quake, right? So just imagine, right? Trinidad being closer to the source
of it. I feel like natural disasters just need to be canceled in the Caribbean for the rest of the year.
Well, I mean, the fact of the matter is, it brings up a bigger discussion about global warming and humans tampering with things because I was having a conversation with somebody about it, and they were saying, you even think about all of the drilling that they're doing off of that coast, Guyana, Venezuela, Trinidad, everybody, kind of messing with the Earth's core and tapping into oil resources, how much that disturbs things as well.
It's not even this environmental change and, climate stuff. It's more disaster preparedness at this point.
Yeah.
Because things are going to happen and keep happening.
It's,
in my opinion, I think it may be a little too late for us to reverse all this climate change that's happening.
Yeah.
So now we in the Caribbean, we need to take steps and come with proper disaster preparedness plans disaster recovery plans and whatnot.
Yeah. So prepare for hurricanes, floods, earthquakes, fires.
It's going to happen. Everything. Yeah. So we need to put in proper stuff, you know, to prepare for
the things. Prepare for the things that... But, I mean, also, I guess, onus on people as citizens themselves to, like, prepare for and, you know...
Yeah, in that case, I think it's an education thing. I think if we're not educating the people... Then
but it's almost like prepare for like the most random things that you know, boy, like prepare for tornadoes and you've never had a tornado before.
For a while right there, I see that the way things are going right now.
Yeah, from the videos I saw, like we are not prepared. So.
Yeah. All right. So on to this week's episode. It was another hot week on Twitter, Facebook, social media.
Guys, I apologize. I have been a little MIA from social media.
Yeah, I think for the month of September, our goal is to get back on the
train. I think, yes, but for me, I know like this past month, like I kind of just wanted to like a break, chill because I had been on it a lot. So I was feeling a little, you know, oversaturated, yeah, if that's the right word to say.
Social saturation.
Like I couldn't.
That's a thing, guys.
Yeah. I felt a little antisocial.
I feel like you always feel a little antisocial.
Well, not always. I mean, I share my memes and whatnot, but I've been.
Yeah.
I felt a little antisocial. I was like, I just want to stay away from this stuff. So.
Yeah. And Annie's been fitting.
Yeah. I've been relaxing in the islands.
Right? That's a different... I know what she's talking about.
You know, I'm the sole person, you know, trying to...
Bruh, do this to this chick. This chick, like I said, she worked one day last week. One day.
Hey.
And she only went to work because they put meetings on her calendar. Wow. If they didn't, she would have worked from home. Just saying it right now, guys.
Exposed. Anyway, this week's topic, there was a lot of... this is a topic that... comes up on the timeline fairly often in terms of people making jokes and stuff. But there was a post in particular that was in essence saying Caribbean parents are trash. I mean, that was kind of the sentiment of it. And while maybe some of what the person was saying was true, many people disagreed because it was just in such a negative light, or maybe somebody saying something like way too seriously. So I think in this episode, we kind of give our perspective on Caribbean parenting from being parented by Caribbean parents. Because
I mean, we can bring a live specimen on the show, you know, we have one in the next room right now.
So, beware, Caribbean mother. But just to kind of talk about, you know, characteristics of Caribbean parents, what it was like growing up with them, how it kind of shaped us, and, you know, like the good and bad and that kind of thing. And maybe, like for us, none of us are parents, I think.
Not my father, 100%. And I'm not going to lie.
No, I said none of us are
our parents. Oh, no, apparently I'm a father. You remember that? You remember that, Danny?
I didn't sign up for this.
Like twins or something.
Of twins.
Yeah, twins. So
twin girls.
Speculation.
If anybody see my children, send me pictures. I haven't seen them either.
I want a DNA seen them. Report, okay?
I've seen them. They're living in Jetwin.
Wow.
You're a mess. You are a mess.
Women.
Anyway, Vernon is allegedly an absentee father, but
not by choice.
Tisk.
I didn't choose to be. If I was to be my trend,
none of us are parents. But even like, how do we maybe forecast or see from like the friends of ours that are parents how that next generation of Caribbean parenting is shaping up?
I feel the next gen, I'm going to say it right now, the next gen of Caribbean parenting, I think it's the same.
Really?
Think about it.
I think
your parents have had such a strong influence on you in the way that they parent you. And then you look at them and you're like, well, I haven't gone wrong, you know, so I just parent my children the same way they parent me. Maybe I'll do a couple of things different,
but
at the core, it's the same things.
Okay, I'm going to make a strong statement. I think Caribbean parents are just wicked.
Whoa.
I feel like the wickedness has been filtering down as the generations have come.
I've met Anushka's mother. She does not seem like that horrible woman that Anushka is making out.
But that's the thing. Maybe I'm not talking about my mother.
I've met Anushka's father. He does not seem like that horrible man that she's making him out to be. Okay? I'm just putting that out there right now, guys. So I don't know where this is coming
from.
Let
me tell you. I have met... No. But I think even the stories like your parents had about their parents and the things they used to do to them, they wouldn't do that to us. So I feel like the wickedness is filtering.
They wouldn't do that to us. True. No, that's right. Because my mother told me a story once. I'm like, I can't see my mother doing me that. Like, ever.
So, like, even if we have to talk, like, all right, let's just get it off the table here, right? Core thread between Caribbean parenting, no matter what island, no matter if your parents went overseas or not, licks, right?
Yeah, everybody parents boost
the ass. Right? But how your grandparents boost your parents' ass and how your parents boost your ass
is different.
And how you
Lolo Beth.
Right? And how you will probably boost your child's ass is
because my mother tell me a story about a day she took a tea for my grandmother. My grandmother threw a broom behind her. And the broom miss, but go for a fridge. So, a fridge door. So,
wow.
And if you meet my grandmother, you'd be like, I can't see that lady throwing a broom behind you. Ever. Like, let's be serious.
No, but even about, you know, like, sending you outside to go and get tamarind branch and things
that
like
that. My grandmother used to be with me and my brother, that's it.
So that's my generation.
Yeah, but
it was before.
Yeah, but did you hang around your grandparents as much?
No, and I'm the youngest.
Yeah,
so
because I hung around at least my grandmother and my great grandmother
a lot. Every week.
Every day after school.
Mm-hmm.
Almost every day after school, I did one not. So if they tell me be inside by 5:30 and 5:30 I still on the steps outside, you know she come in and look for me outside with a tamarind whip. So you know that's how it went.
What's
that
daddy's story?
Yeah, but Adani, what's your story? Because you had your grandparents in your life. And so maybe the way your grandparents handled you versus how your parents handled you. I mean, you give us your story.
Well, basically, my grandparents never really, you know, disciplined me that much. Other than like a student talking to. It's more my parents that, you know, disciplined me and beat me and whatever.
So, who was the...
Yeah, but...
Was it designated as Busa in your family? Your mother or your father?
I feel like both of them, they used to take turns. Like, if I used to get 6 lashes, it used to be 3 and 3. If I used to get 12, 6 and 6, like, you know. Now that goes. Yeah. Or sometimes one person give 12 this time, the other person on Friday give 12, the other person on the next Friday give 12, like, you know.
Sometimes. Your mother give you a chocolate and you say, okay, it's over. And then she go, but she tell your father, and your father give you a chocolate too. Because now he vexed you. Right?
But even, like, the whole thing of boosting your ass is, like, has been normalized, right? Especially growing up in the Caribbean.
Yeah, you expect to get your ass.
Your parents were giving you licks. Your teachers were giving you licks. Like, it was, you know.
You were expecting.
Licks was just a commodity, regular cost of doing business, right?
It's like, you do shit, you get licks. Right.
But then, like, even think, okay, the parents were like, even you've seen, like, people on the street, right? Or you remember when...
Oh, my mother was past SNS already. The cash trees.
But you ever just, walk down the street and it's a little child and, you know, you didn't even necessarily see, you just did the mother do, boop!
Well, first of all, I didn't hear, I don't want to hear, I don't want to be a witness, none of that. You mad? Next thing she look at me and say, if I want my share too,
right?
I'm good.
And you've seen that. You've totally seen that happen.
Remember this day already. My mother offered to give people the share too already. So.
No, but.
Guys, I wasn't that bad a child. I want you to know that.
You totally was.
I was not. Alright? Don't feel I was
so your mother was just wicked.
Well, like tell about child abuse and whatnot.
Swinging belt and taking names, boy.
So, they say, you'll never saw somebody's parents come to the school and they give them
that's what I was going to talk
to no, go but, home with. No, but I say, when you reach home, I will beat you. So, no. It's like you have an option. Do I go home? Do I lose the belt?
One day there was...
Well, the problem is when you lose the belt, there's always a bigger, better belt.
Yeah. And now they beat you for what you do and losing the belt.
Well, there was one...
Don't reach late.
There was one experience where the person's mother came to school and she didn't tell him nothing about meeting at home. She literally took a broom at the school and started beating him in the hallway outside of everywhere. Now, I feel that, I mean, I was a child and I feel like that was child abuse.
Yeah, that's a little far there. Sometimes I feel like
but
in the heat of the moment, they may take it a little far.
But the thing is, I feel like, you know, we had our experiences and, you know, we can laugh about them, but there were some people who, you know, had a lot of traumatic experiences and abuse is still a thing, but it's not... Abuse is not something that's widely spoken about or spoken up against, or that kind of thing.
I feel like in that case, maybe the parent didn't, maybe it wasn't their intention, but you know, heat of the moment, you're angry, you're upset, like, that's like the third time for the week you've been to the school for something that child do and you
I mean tired even of like talking for, to him. For me as a kid it like traumatized me at the time.
You under pressure at work like, and now you have to leave work to come here to handle something that child do and it's just snap. But
I think even like that kind of it could have reverse effects, right? It could be like, oh, that's what my parents did to me. That's how.
Yeah.
Or it could be like,
I don't discipline my child at all.
Right. Yeah. And then I think, like, even if they love us, you know, even if they did their best, our parents all.
Stop beating me and asking me why I cry. Okay? Caribbean parents, if you are listening, please. Stop beating your children and asking them why they cry.
What you crying for?
Okay? You just bust her ass. She have a reason to cry. What's supposed to... And you know what is getting me vexed? When you don't cry, they beating you even more. So what you want from her? You want us to cry? You want us to not cry? Make your mind up. Let's settle on some rules of engagement before we get into this beating thing. So we know what we both getting out of this. You want to discipline me and you want me to learn something. Do you want me to cry? Am I not supposed to cry? What's supposed to happen? Let me know. One thing you can do as a Caribbean child is block your parents' hit.
Oh, yes.
Dodge the hit and see them tell everybody that you just try and find them.
If you are getting three, you're now getting nine. Yeah. Like, straight math.
The look of shock.
If you are getting 10, you're now getting 50. Like, don't ask the equation. You just get it 50.
You get exponential. The look of shock on the face when you dodge.
And if you had gotten 10 before you block the hit, you now getting another 40 way harder than the first 10 you got.
Yeah, and you raise your hand to block the belt.
And when they finish,
go in the bush, get the lily branch, get the LTB, the Lolo Beef, frozen in the fridge.
And when they finish, they're going to tell everybody, oh, you think he managed? He tried to raise his hand on me the other day. No, I did not. You were hitting me.
I was defending myself.
So I blocked. I wasn't trying to fight you. Boy. Again, guys, I wasn't a bad child. Just letting you know, I never blocked no hits. I didn't get hit that much.
But you think you're all going to beat your children or your parents? Oh, hell yeah.
Well, no. I'm not going to beat my children, first of all. I'm going to play mind games.
Oh, snap.
I'm going to play next level mind games. Changing Wi-Fi passwords, moving batteries in remotes.
Oh, hit them where it hurts.
Resetting video games, save files completely. That's the kind of games I'm going to play.
Wow.
Yeah. Mental warfare. Just reset your phone. You know?
I'm going to I'm going to beat them. I am.
Wow.
I am going to beat them. Even though I have to fly to the Caribbean.
With the love and affection of your attitude.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell them. I'm going to beat them right away when they do something. Like, they do something, I'm going to feed them. I'm going to laugh with them. You're going to watch Netflix. You're going to watch Plex. You know you're going to laugh. Wow. And then I'm going to tell them, okay, before you go to bed, just go and take the belt you want me to whoop your ass with.
Make your
pick
choice.
The belt. Pick the belt you think like you would have the most fun with tonight when I whoop your ass. You know? And then I'm going to come down. Like, you know, when rain coming down on the bad lane in San Lucia.
You know, somebody was telling me a joke about that. A friend when I was looking at T-Mobile, her mom did that. No, not her mom. Her mom's sister. They lived in Jersey. She had her cousin. They had cousins. And whole year, cousins acting up and doing whatnot. And what the mom would do was plan a vacation back home to the Caribbean. Because, you know, you beat a white child, you beat a child in the States, you call in the police, child abuse, blah, blah, blah. She would plan the vacation and they'd get home on the island. Everybody would be like, oh my God, having fun. And the moment they would mess up, she said she felt like she was beating them for everything they did that whole year.
Wow. Again, wickedness.
But think about it, Missy. All in my dreams,
The thing is, right? Uh-huh. I don't know why your parents ask you to go and look for the belt you want to get your ass beat with when they know what belt they already want to beat you with. They know what belt. Because when you go and you find the light belt, they're like, not that one. Okay, so go and take it yourself. Go and take it yourself. Why are you punishing me like this? Why are you doing this?
You know what belt you want to swing.
Don't ask me to go and get it because I would not get
the... It's like how they do in prisons. When they bring you for execution, you walk yourself to your execution. But, dead man walking his mind games.
But that's the thing. That's the thing about Caribbean parents. Like, aside from the licks, right? They know how to mess with your head and inside the fear of God in you, right? Even like how, oh, you laughing things good. Ha, oh, yeah, mom, whatever. You think I'm one of your friends?
It's like, wait, what? We're just talking. What's happening right now? Are you bipolar? Like, what's going on? But I think being a Caribbean parent, you have to know how to be a Jedi and mess with your children's mind. You have to do that. Like, sometimes you're not even planning to beat them, but you make them feel like they might get beat.
We had dropped a tweet a while back that was things Caribbean parents said, and here are a couple of the responses. This was a popular one. If you can't hear, you will feel.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Right?
Oh yes.
What if I can't hear?
This is another one. I go and give you something for ball later. Another one was, you think say you are my size.
Sounds familiar.
Right.
In the proper island dialect, you know, of your respective country.
I used to
hear one like, if you let me go and get the belt I want, you will regret it.
Hold on.
Get a proper belt.
Hold on. Daddy, yeah. Clearly, we're a criminal if that's what you're in. Go what?
By the way, what? Same thing, Danny's parents are so nice. I cannot see either one of them saying anything.
Nah. I can see his mother saying it. I can see her saying it.
Well, not to my friends, but to me.
I know her.
Yeah.
You know, she almost like, that's like my second mother, so I can see her saying it. I mean, she would probably say it to me too. I'd be like, okay, which belt is it?
There's discipline for Fernand the same way. And yeah, same thing for Fernand. Same thing for Fernand, mother. Yeah. If I even talk wrong and Fernand there, we both forget it, licks, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you can't. Not even home and you're taking too long to appear in the house and Lila Gin, they come down the road.
They come down and take you in the anyway.
Oh, yes.
You know? Well,
but another area, like, I feel like Caribbean parents, like, scare you into, or, you know, academics, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
Right? No, like, compared to Americans, especially from my experience, like cannot compare. You know,
Americans, they have their children. It's like, oh my God, basically worry about school when you get to college. You know, high school, all these things. Play sports, have fun. Where? With a Caribbean parent. Where are you going to go and play football and do come home and study? And if you're going to come home with bad grades and you go get away, you mad. They're killing you, eh? You probably dying, eh?
I was talking to one of my cousins this week, and he was saying, you know, growing up with his father, he'll come home. Oh, yeah, I got a 95, whatever. And his mom...
We did a 5%.
Exactly what his father said. And I was like, so
why
many
did you
us...
hit me with... Like, it's like, bruh, we just did that good. Like, celebrate me.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we did a 5%. Like...
Right. And I think that's a common thing. Or, you know, Caribbean parents.
Yeah, but... Okay.
And I think that's where we would potentially change.
No. I would not.
I think we would
Let
go
me tell
to
you
the
why
academics,
would
but we wouldn't be so aggressive.
No, I would still hit with the other 5%. I still hit them with that.
Uh-huh.
But I would still give you a praise. Because the reason
yeah.
why I would say that is because of my mother asking me questions like, where did the 5% and things like that. You know, now you grow up in life and you don't settle. You don't settle. You're shooting for the best.
Yeah, but yes.
You may not get it, huh? You may not get it all the time. But you giving that effort.
Yes.
Because in your mind, you forever have that in the back of your head, your mother there, within the 5%.
Yes, but for some people, it doesn't resonate that way. So, like, for me, it's always a thing of, oh, but is this good enough? So, a self-doubting kind of thing, like, you know?
Well,
so, it manifests in different people
in different ways.
Different
ways, yeah.
Right?
You're right. But then again, you know, you have people like me who just...
But like it was the same thing, right? I did well in school. I got A's. It was more of a like, okay, this is a normal thing. Like there was no celebration, acknowledgement really for like, you know, it was just the expectation, you know, like the same way somebody has to go to their job and come back home and feed their family. I had to come back home with my A's
to get, but think about it as a Caribbean parent. Because my mother always say that you only have one job, go to school and get good grades.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But so, they lie. It wasn't one job. It was many more jobs than just
that. And wash the dishes and put
yes.
the chicken out on time.
And put the garbage out and feed the animals and go to the farm and feed the goats and cut the wood. And
that's the other thing. Eh? Caribbean mothers and chores.
Dog, my mother is a trick, I say. I managed to work, I said, let us get puppies. And then look at us like, who are you even going to feed it now? Yeah.
Well, that's on you all. You know? You know the worst thing you could do to a Caribbean mother, other than get bad grades? Break the fancy Pyrex and china.
Bruh!
Ooh! And then after that, lie about it.
To lie. I was famous
you
for
about
that
one. You are about to die.
I was famous
you're
for
about
that
to
one.
Die.
You're
about to
you,
die.
Because
not only they're mad you broke it, they're mad you lie about it.
Ooh. No, well, you see, I didn't lie about it, but I was famous for breaking it. I'm sorry. Like, I remember my father used to, when the smoke alarm go off, he'd stick a towel and wave it in front of the smoke alarm to make it go off. So one day the smoke alarm went off, and I grabbed a towel to do the same thing. It just so happened, on top of the towel was one of the lady. Expensive Pyrex dishes. You know the ones that are older than you?
Yeah.
Like Emishka just said. Well, so that's fallen, shot into a billion pieces.
The ones they buy at JQ. The ones they buy at JQ in the city before it was a mall.
Oh,
and
I
now that place never exists. And them China
like
not coming into St. Lucia anymore.
Yeah. I think it was like weeks after we were still like sweeping up pieces of glass off the floor. Yeah. I'm going to be honest. It was serious. Yeah, but
this was another good tweet. So you singing song lyrics word for word, your Caribbean mother comes through saying,
I hope
you know your school was good, so
yeah, it should. I don't know.
Another one was like, fall in love with your book. It's school season. Or even like when you just the other thing is, you know, they cannot see you just there.
Oh no, you cannot relax.
Right?
relaxing.
You have to be doing something.
You might.
Right? Oh, why you go and read a book?
Yeah.
Why you go and wash the dishes?
Okay, Missy, let me ask you a lot. And I bet you, maybe you'll have a different response. You ever told your mother during the summer that you were bored?
Ooh.
Ooh. You never made that mistake of quite bored. You never made that.
I learned after one
summer. One time, right?
Yeah. I never see that again. The equation to I am bored is okay. You see all the books on your shelf, read them. After you read them, I want book reports on each and every one of the books on your shelf. Wow. When you write the book report on all the books on your shelf, go to your father's shelf. Read all the books there. And I want book reports on all of those books. When you finish with your father's shelf, go to my shelf. And I want book reports on all of those books. And if the summer hasn't ended before you have finished all those book reports, we're going to go to the library and we're going to go to the bookstore and get you more books so you can write book reports until the summer is done, because clearly you have too much time on your hands. And then after the summer is done, you're going to write me a 6-page essay about how your summer was, and you're going to make it exciting.
You're going to write a book report on the book report.
And I got a paper cut. And it was so much.
It was
I bled on intense. The sheet. I did not know if I would make it.
It's interesting. And what I think maybe I need to ask my mother if she had those experiences with her mother. Because it's like some of the things, it's like, how do you think of this? But then again, like I look at my mother's behaviors, and I look at like how my grandmother talks to my mother, and I'm like, oh, I see it.
Yeah. They're very similar.
They're very similar. I'm like, I see it. Like, it makes sense. So it's interesting. Yeah.
No, cardinal sin, eh? Not putting out the chicken.
Yeah, if they tell you put something out, go put out right away, please.
Yeah, well, yeah. And I don't know, I feel like I've seen this in myself a little bit and I had to hold back. You ever, they told you to wash the dishes, and when they came home and the dish, like, and they could tell you just wash the dishes and the dishes were still wet, they were vexed?
Nah, my mother, as long as the dishes were washed.
No, she wanted it washed as soon as she left the house. So they're not even there and they manage you.
Now, if my mother tell me wash the dishes before I go and sleep, and I don't wash it, that's a different thing. Because I remember one time I didn't do it, and she woke me up at like 2 in the morning. And she didn't wake me up a nice way. She woke me up by throwing a glass of cold water on me.
Wow.
You know, just cold water, like, get up. I told you washing dishes, so I was up in the kitchen washing dishes at 2 in the morning.
But that's the thing, eh? Like, Caribbean parents, it's almost as if the kids appear, like, really have it nice, eh? Because as a Caribbean kid, right, if you had to do the academics, you also had to be the house servant, right, you know? At the beck and call, you know?
I mean, when you think about it, you're really the house servant. Okay, you were living at the lady house rent free.
So it's not as your contribution. Free.
That's your contribution. You can wash the
dishes.
But
then you see households up here where the mother's, you know, breaking the back, doing everything.
Yeah, well, that will happen because, okay, think about it.
Everybody have to put
away. No, but it's not that. Look at it now. All those things your mother was making you do, you know, you in your own house doing for yourself,
yeah,
and you know how to do it.
Yeah.
You're self-sufficient. A lot of these children who their mother breaking their back doing everything, I guarantee you, when they go out on their own, they go sing for a bit.
Yeah, all kind of things.
They will be able to cook. They'll be like, oh my God, how do I cook?
Even
like,
when I went to college, there were people who, that was their first time doing their own laundry.
What? Bruh, I have friends who graduate with me, who graduate, they live in, they work in, some of them married. And they're just learning how to cook right now. Like, my G, you 28, 29. You tell me you're just learning how to cook?
Yeah.
Come on.
Ooh.
Not saying everybody should learn how to cook, but I feel like us being from the Caribbean, we know how to cook. You know how to season. You know how to cook at least, like, two, you don't cook at least three dishes comfortably. I feel I can say that.
I think another thing about Caribbean parents is that they just dread, you know, like just no partial, like just
You say they dread. I'm playing devil's advocate, you know, for the parents and whatnot. Because you say they dread,
but I think they're trying to prepare the children.
Of it, you know? Yeah, I think there's good in everything. Because at the end of the day, they're preparing the children to go out in this harsh world where nobody nice to you, everybody have an agenda, and it's like fend for yourself kind of thing.
So let's go through this like controversial Facebook post and like give our things, right? Caribbean parenting is the type that would have your daughter come home with a black eye and ask, what did you do to provoke him?
What? No.
I don't know what Caribbean parents are doing. I know if my sister came with a black eye, is whoop-off.
Boy.
Who gave you that black eye? Show me where I can find them.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you see a second with a black eye. A fella DM my sister on Instagram this week. And I was ready to go on the warpath.
Dog, if my sister came with a black eye, cutlass,
firearm. I'm glad you'll have this response.
They have an axe.
Y'all ready for the next one?
If my grandfather was alive, he would have get his boys.
Yeah.
And he would have put them in the back of his van. Because nobody not touching any of his children without his sister.
I probably be rolling down Denry all now.
But that's nothing.
Because
it would just be a war. It would just be a war because somebody has to die.
I just know I have to fight.
But even that's the thing, right? Because even going back to the whole beating and lick swing, right? I can raise my hand on my child, but if you think you're going to raise your hand on my child, it's a whole.
Like unless you're the teacher, and even the teacher have rules.
Need to have my permission at what level.
I would say permission. It's just rules by which you know this is a rule.
This is acceptable. Yeah.
Don't go past that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So Caribbean parenting is the type that would hear you're depressed and say, what you have to be depressed about is have people out there with worse.
I've heard that.
They would say that, but I feel like that's more. That's not to be like, oh, don't be depressed. That's how they communicate, or be grateful.
There are people out there with worse than you. Depressed. Yeah.
Right?
I would say that, honestly, I don't think that's a bad thing. Because there were sometimes I would do stuff and they would tell me that. And I would be like, that is very true.
It's true.
I should. Like, not that my problems don't matter, but just that I should be more grateful because there are people without, like, an eighth of the resources that I have.
100%. Okay.
So, why am I here crying about I do have HBO Max and I do have the fastest internet and my father take the vehicle and I can't go out tonight when there are people that have it so much worse? Like, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not something to be... Like, it's not something that, like, you know, that you are depressed about because... Like, I think there are actually people that have depression, but a lot of us in the Caribbean, we do have depression, and we want to see that we have depression, but we actually want to be difficult, but we do actually have depression.
But I also feel like when you have depression, it's difficult to say out loud, I have depression.
Well, that's the thing, and that's what I was about to say. I think that's why we have this issue of, I guess, a stigma towards depression in the Caribbean is because... A lot of the times for our parents growing up, when somebody come and say they're depressed, they're not necessarily depressed. So it's like when you hear somebody use the word depression now, it's like, are you really depressed?
Well,
it's like, it could be some little small thing like, what that you depressed about? Like,
I think it's also just a lack of understanding of what depression is, right? That maybe it was so that it's just a figment of your imagination, or you just have to change your mindset, and that's all it is. But it's a bigger thing than that. The next one is Caribbean parenting is hearing your child complain about school, life, and health, and responding with a 15-minute rant about how hard your own childhood was without acknowledging anything.
I don't see a problem with that.
Me either.
Yeah, I don't know what this person is complaining about there because.
Right. So.
Yeah.
The thing is, right? However hard your childhood was, it was probably a lot harder for your parents.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
that's how I feel about it.
And it's like, but when you complain about school life,
like comparison.
No, but stop it. Think about it, Missy. When you go and you complain about school life, You see, I have to remember our parents did assignments with no internet. And then they literally had to go in the library.
They did assignments. And, in primary school, they did assignments without paper and pen. They had the board thing.
I don't know if it's where we're from, but all, majority of the Caribbean parents I know put themselves out of having a good time to help the children move forward. So they will, if they had to go to a hotel or travel, they will take that money and they'll buy their child a laptop.
Yep.
Because you need that laptop to do your work.
Exactly.
You need a printer to print your SBAs, to print your work, you know, to print your CXC and CAPE stuff.
A lot of them find a way to get internet in the house for you to be able to do your work. So when we there sitting and we complaining, it's like, I can see how they can go on a 15-minute rant. But anyway, moving along.
I don't understand the perspective of this one, but this is so strange. Caribbean parenting is seeing your child telling a teacher that they need to treat them with respect, and you telling the child, hush up and stop embarrassing me.
What?
But how did,
why would a child be telling a teacher
that they need to be treated with respect? Alright,
so this person invalid at this point.
Well, so that's how everybody felt, right? Caribbean parenting is thinking that any disagreement with your child is the child thinking they know everything and is grounds for attacking them.
I don't know. At this point, like, I kind of...
You don't even want to...
I don't want to hear the rest because it's like...
Which, the thing is, the teacher one...
No, this one was, Caribbean parenting is thinking that any disagreement with your child is the child thinking they know everything and is grounds for attacking them.
I mean, I know, I don't know, I...
Burns over it,
burns yeah, because it's confusing. I don't know where this person is coming from. Like, yeah. I don't see any Caribbean... I know, like, your parents will say, oh, you think you know everything. But to attack you, like, attack you how?
But even here, Caribbean parenting is an emotionally abusive relationship involving gaslighting, blocking, denying, opposing, belittling, undermining, and more. It is also physically and verbally abusive.
What?
Caribbean parenting is avoidant and destroys the confidence in children without strong personalities.
Hold on. Before we go any further. The teacher one. You don't disrespect your teacher. It's just that. Especially being from a small island, your teacher is probably somebody that watched you grow up from a young age. So they usually don't have any ill will towards you.
Yeah, but
so you don't disrespect your teacher.
Yeah, and you don't look at your teacher and say, teacher, respect me.
Yeah, that's
you the child. They're the teacher.
That's just grounds for getting the Oxford Dictionary put in.
Unless the teacher is coming into the class every day, singling you out and punching you in the face consistently every day. Like,
I don't know where this person is from, but this does not happen in Saint Lucia.
What?
I think
even just the end part, right? How it said about it is avoidant and destroys the confidence in children without strong personalities. I feel like Caribbean parenting is through that tough love is what builds strong the character. Personalities, yeah. Right?
Yes.
It's not
exactly.
Like we weak, you know, it's like it's tough love. It's like,
in my
you know,
mind, if you're from the Caribbean and you get parented by a Caribbean parent,
you learn how to
do it. You're one of the toughest people out there, in my mind. Like, you go out in this world, you tough. You can take, you know how to take your chalk and, you know, fix the problem and cry about it later. Like, you know how to handle things.
Now, it may not be today's modern day, you know, thinking about, like, even crying for things, right? It's not... I don't think we had these relationships where you go and, like, you... It depends, right? But that you cry in openly and that kind of thing. Like, maybe there was a lot of, like, people hiding and suppressing their feelings and whatnot. But still, like, I mean, you figure out how to deal with your own things. Like, it's not everything that has to be on public display. And
let me tell you. You see, at the time... Because when you think about it, at the time when your parents were... raising you when you were younger and you're doing this stuff, in your mind it was like, oh my god, like, they treat me so bad, they're doing this, why are they always on my back, that kind of thing. And then you grow up and then you're looking back on it and you're like, what, they're doing it for a reason.
Well, so pause. I think that's what one expects to happen, but some people...
Yeah, no.
But some people some people hold on with so much resentment to that and feel like their parents did them so wrong, and they use that as an excuse for why they are how they are, and that kind of thing, right? So, you know, there comes a time where you even have to accept, right, that, okay... Yes, what my parent did was right or wrong, or it affected me in X way, but they didn't know better.
Yeah, and that's what I was about to say. You have to look back on it and just realize that they were doing the best they could in that situation.
And even if they did, even if they weren't doing the best that they could, you cannot go back and erase the past, right? That's just
A lot of the times, it's like, okay, so the way my parents raised me would be different than the way somebody else's parents raised them, because I didn't only have my parents, I had my grandparents. So my grandmother would tell my mother, well, do this, do that, that kind of thing. Some parents, some people have children and they don't have some older person there to give them that advice of do this, do that, and they just have to figure it out on their own.
And I think even there are also a lot of single parents, single mothers as well, right? Who
You didn't tell me you want to hold it against somebody who basically scrunt and struggle, you know, to work and try and put food in your mouth all by themselves and keep a roof over your head, and then you go to hold it against them because they didn't do something for you. It's like, he or she did the best they could in the situation. It is what it is.
The thing is, based on the stories my grandparents told me, they had it really hard. What people are complaining about today, about your parents giving you something to cry about, and, you know, not letting you voice your opinion and things like that. Yo, like, my grandfather couldn't even go to secondary school. The man was the oldest in his family. He had to go and make money to feed his brothers and sisters. It was the same thing
with my grandmother. My grandmother had to stay and work and carry coal so that everybody else could.
Yeah, but you're going, your grandmother, I'm looking at it just like my mother. My mother had to carry mangoes and go and sell mangoes before she went to school.
So if you being an enlightened individual who looking at the state of things as how they are today, and looking at how your parents and your grandparents have had them, you could never complain about your parents. Really? Like, yeah, they're not perfect, but what they had to deal with compared to what you have to deal with is nothing in comparison. You could never fault them. And, like, there's some places where they fall short, yes, but in the grand scheme of things, like, it's not that bad.
Well, and I think even if you have to think back to our grandparents and our great-grandparents, like, they didn't have the relationships that we have with our parents today, right? Like, as if it was even, like, very transactional. Even if they wouldn't even be able to sit and... It wasn't a thing where they could sit and actually have conversations about what they wanted to do in their lives. It was just, you know,
look at example, my father called me this morning and asking me for advice on doing something, and you think my father would have been asking him for advice, or he would have been giving his father advice? I mean, we've come a long way.
Yeah, because I feel like we've normalized to a point where they, you know, you have your parents and they come to a convergence where, like, they're still your parents, but you feeling like they're more like equals or whatever because of the relationship that you have with them. You know what I mean, right? Like, in that they can always put you in your place, and you know. The kinds of things you can talk about, and, you know, the relationship that you have is different, right?
That's why, you know, up until I got my mobility, she had still owned me. And I knew you were there when she said that. She said, until July 14th, I still own you, I still in charge. I was like, wow, like, okay, this is, well, you know.
Who owns you now?
Nobody owns me. All along, your fortune owned me. Nobody owned me. Babylon don't own Batman.
That ring on your finger says otherwise.
What ring on my finger?
You know it had to take off.
Babylon. I know how a ring so hard to take off, but too easy to say, but it makes no sense to me.
Magic.
Yeah, but I at the end of the day, I feel we have to remember currently our parents raising us. Like I said, they did the best they could with as little as they had. Like Adani said, you know some parents who sacrifice things for themselves just to give their children other stuff. So, as much as we may see the bad and remember the leaks and the pressure for schoolwork and, you know, the mad chores they're killing us with and whatnot, it had its goods, it had its ups and downs. It had it good size, it had it, you know, benefits to it. So, yeah.
All right. So,
well,
it's a wrap.
We had a good talk about, you know, the parents.
Anybody out there who's a millennial generation, yeah, Caribbean parent, what are the struggles? Like, what are you trying to keep from what your parents pass on to you? What are you...
What have you kept?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Personally, I think our parents did a good job. They were not perfect, but they did a good job. And if we take what we learned from them and just improve on it, like, we will be even better parents than they were.
That's it.
So, like, I don't think anything they did was with malice or to, like, bring us down.
Yes.
I think the world when they were growing up was very tough, and they were just trying to make us stronger for that world that we're going to be in. And I think they succeeded, because I feel like, compared to a lot of people I have met in university that didn't grow up with Caribbean parents, I have grown up very well-rounded, very responsible, just very in touch with myself and very confident.
But even, and like, well-mannered, very proactive,
well-mannered.
Think about it. Your mother always makes sure you tell people good morning, good evening.
Exactly.
You do all that today, eh? You hold doors, you have manners.
And Caribbean parents teach you things, like, they don't teach you everything, but they teach you things that you would normally learn in school.
Exactly.
So, I learned proper food etiquette. I learned how to cook, I learned how to clean. I learned how to take care of the grounds. I learned how to do, like, change bricks, change oil. All kind of, like, random things.
And that's the thing. That's what I was about to say. Come on,
learn something.
Yeah, and sometimes they're teaching you.
And that's not a bad thing.
Sometimes they're teaching you to Danny, and they're not even telling you why they're teaching you it. And it's years later you're realizing that's what they were trying to show me.
Mm-hmm.
When you see you doing the same thing, and it's like, oh, okay. So, you know.
Yeah. I think we give our parents a lot of flack based on what we see today and how people parent today. We give our parents a lot of flack of what happened, like, 10, 20 years ago. But, you know, they brought us how they know how.
Right.
And it's us to bring up our children how we know how, based on what they taught us, based on what we've learned ourselves. It's up to us to do that. Because my grandfather and grandmother raised, like, about 5 children, and none of them have faltered. They all have good jobs. They all went to school. They all have good kids that they raised in their grandparents' image, and none of them has faltered. I see people raising their kids in a different manner, and they grew up to be all manner of troublesome children. So I cannot fault my parents for doing what they know, what they learned from their parents how to do. And I think it's very unfair to put all these things, all these 2018 ideals on them. When they grew up, they didn't even know about that stuff. Like, that stuff was foreign to them as well.
So, like, even, you know, I think a perfect example of that is how the expectations of Caribbean parents to direct you into a certain career, right? So that, you know, you either going to be a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, you know.
You just have to remember at the time, those were the things I was making.
Right, and with the way
nobody could have been a YouTube star,
right, with the way they saw and understood the world from their limited lens, you know, that's what they saw could put you on a good path to success. And the definition of success the definition of success was very narrow, you know, at that point. Oh, get a job, get a, you know, and some people, some parents still think like that, but, you know, it's up to you to kind of be able to charter your path and kind of communicate the vision in a way that you understand.
Yeah. You respect your man and say, that's the shit you're talking, I don't want to be no doctor, that is like going in kind of thing.
You just trying to control me.
Yeah.
No.
Don't call them Babylon. All right, me say.
Yeah. So we start with Babylon and we end with Babylon. Yeah. On that note.
Before we end, I just have one more thing to say. I think maybe some of us, we need to learn to let go of things.
Yes.
And I'm not saying you have to let go of the real messed up things, like let's say your mother was like abusing you kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's another thing, you take time to heal. But some of the little things that people just hold on to, maybe you just need to let go of it, Gasa. And remember, as we say, it was your parents were doing the best they could in their time with their limited knowledge. And you've grown up, you've moved on. Let go of that. Go on. Just don't bring it into your relationship with your children. But alas, I am no psychologist. I'm not Dr. Phil.
You're not?
No, I'm not, and I don't want to be.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I would say though, in defense of the poster guy race, something Caribbean parents are famous for is like fat shaming.
Oh yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. It's true. That's one I don't really understand as to why it happens. I don't know. Maybe that's the way of communicating. They want to be a little more healthy. I don't know. I can't answer that one. But maybe if somebody out there know, they can answer for us and let us know and enlighten us. Because, guys, we don't know everything. So, but, you know, guys, it's been another week. Tweet at us. Talk to us. I promise one of us will be on social media. Probably me. I'm trying to get back on my social media game.
Buy a shirt, buy a mug. Share the podcast with a friend.
Check us out on Spotify as well, guys. We're on Spotify now.
We're on Spotify.
Hi. iTunes,
Google. Oh boy. Spotify, fancy. Podbean. We're doing better than Nicki Minaj, man.
So since we are better than Nicki Minaj, leave us a review.
Hey. Mind your funky business. Leave me alone. Wow.
Alright guys, this has been another one. We'll see you next week.
Bye.